conservative student claims Syracuse U is complicit in threats made against her. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 22, 2020. A conservative student at Syracuse University has announced that she will not return to campus this fall over threats to her physical safety, which she says the school has failed to address. The student accused the university of being complicit in the threats based on their lack of action or response to her. Adriana San Marco, a student at Syracuse University, SU, says that physical threats have been made against her by fellow students on campus after they were offended over her rejection of the concept of institutional racism that she explained in an opinion piece for LifeSat in early June. "I refuse to be silent anymore," tweeted San Marco last week. This letter was sent to the Chancellor of Syracuse University, Kent Siverid, as well as three other high-level administrators on June 24 at 6:59 p.m. "To date, I have not received a response," she added. In her tweet, San Marco included a screenshot of the letter she sent to the SU administrators. "I published an opinion piece titled Why Institutional Racism is a Myth, and the response was overwhelming and horrifying," wrote San Marco in her letter. "My writing has been misconstrued and my name has been dragged through the mud." The student added that she has since received countless physical threats by other students at SU and alumni alike. "During this time I have made reports with the Department of Public Safety and spoken to officers multiple times," said San Marco, adding that filing such reports has not made her feel any safer, as members of her family implore her to seek education elsewhere. "I am fearful for my life on our campus and you are silent," the student continued. "As a student I am unsure whether I will return to campus in the fall. My family is terrified for me. You have emboldened our community and led them to believe they have full impunity to say and do whatever they please without consequence," she added. After publishing her opinion piece for LifeSat, San Marco was fired from her position as a columnist at the Daily Orange, an independent student newspaper at Syracuse University. San Marco told Breitbart News that the specific line from her LifeSat piece that the Daily Orange took issue with was, "If blacks represent such a small percentage of the population, why are they responsible for a large percentage of crime?" The student's mention of FBI crime statistics has also apparently struck a chord with other members of the campus community, who San Marco says are now issuing threats. In a follow-up tweet, San Marco included purported screenshots of the threats made against her by fellow students on social media. "You are a disgusting piece of shit," said one Instagram user. "You better hope I don't see your ass, cuz I swear I'll fuck your shit up. Unseasoned mad dumb bitch you are. She makes me want to spit in her face," said another on Twitter. "Hope the same is said when you get a bullet in the head for being racist," said a third individual. San Marco told Breitbart News that to date, SU administrators have not replied to her, and that she will not be returning to campus in the fall. The student says that she will instead take online classes this fall while she applies for a new school. "I entered Syracuse University filled with excitement. Now, almost a year later, I am ashamed of my university," San Marco told Breitbart News. "My administration is complicit in the violent threats made by their students, and their refusal to reach across the table and answer me proves it. I'm out of options," she added. "Syracuse University will not listen to me or engage in a conversation about the safety of their own students." Syracuse University did not immediately respond to Breitbart News' request for comment. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler @alana, and on Instagram.